This is Terrell Trustmore. I'm 10 years old and I live in the Hill District.
This is Isaiah Bryce Pickens. I'm 16 years old and live in the Hill District.
We interviewed Bruce Gannaway on July 31st, 2012.
My father and my mother was my role model. Both he and my mother taught me a lot about life. My father taught me about morals and strong work ethic, and my mother taught me morals and education. They made all of their children well-rounded. There were things that I was faced with in this life that if it wasn't for my mother and father, I don't think I would have made it through. I mean, and they are my true mentors, my greatest challenge. It's actually raising my son. It's the most challenging, but I'm happy to say the rewards are abundant. When I hear people talking about him, it's just amazing. I guess I didn't do too bad, you know? I believe that the Hill has changed for the better, but it's less people on the Hill now. You have big families everywhere, and now you don't have that. The population of the Hill has dwindled down, and that's not so good to me. See, when it comes to my son, he's very articulate. I think that was largely due to his upbringing in the environment of the Hill. The people that he's met allowed him to do things that I only dreamed of when I was a kid. Today, the avenues are open to my son that wasn't open to me. My music career, it's funny, I guess you would say I borderline fame. Fame is, it's a scary situation. I did seek fortune, but fame seeked me. I guess that's the challenge of it all. My instrument of choice was the bass guitar. Starting out, as a kid, I had my own band. It was called Bruce and the Gang. And from there, things branched out for me. I had a chance to meet an older guy. He was like a contemporary jazz artist. His name was Clifford Robertson. And due to him, I really got into music with his help. He showed me the correct way to perform, and he showed me the things to look out for, like not getting into drugs. And don't let the success of music go to your head, you know? And I played with his band for about 6-7 years, and then I went from that band to a national show band. But when I made it to Vegas, that's when fame went after me, and it frightened me. I was about to go world famous, I guess. I was going to go on a tour, but I had heard about my father getting sick. He was critically ill, and I came back to this city, and I went on, and I went to Triangle Tech, and I obtained a degree in maintenance electricity in specialized technologies, and I left music and went into the workforce. Sometimes I think about music, but I don't regret coming back and helping my father trying to work with his illness. If I had it to do all over again, I would do the exact same thing that I have done. I've had a good life. God has blessed me through and through. I mean, just to even have me come up in the family that I came up in. When I was born with a great gift, and that's the gift of my parents and the love that they gave. Not just me, but they had 8 kids. They gave that to all of us. I've been rewarded over and over and over again as a result of that.